to hand over to the beginning of the 1981 Summer Roadshow from Southport.
The Radio 1 Roadshow!
Today, live from the Floral Hall Gardens, Southport, with Mike Reed!
Welcome to Southport. We've come down the coast from Morecambe to Blackpool, and now we're here.
The roadshow underway, time to reflect on how it all started. Johnny Beeling.
We had a programme called Radio 1 Club, which you may or may not remember, which was an early way of getting Radio 1 out and about to meet its audiences. And that had, to a certain extent, outlived its usefulness because it was always in fixed locations. It was ballrooms or youth clubs or schools or colleges. And I had been on holiday in France and I'd seen that Europe Number 1 and Radio Monaco had a setup whereby they came and recorded shows in the open air at campsites. And these were sponsored ones with commercial interests putting up the prizes and what have you, so they would have a sponsored ball and tank contest during the day, and then they would record an evening variety show, rather like the old Sunday night at the London Palladium. And I came back thinking this would be a marvellous idea to adapt it for Radio 1 and put the disc jockeys on the beach. And of course everyone was rather sceptical because the weather in England is certainly nothing like as good as the weather in France.
Since 73, to what extent has the roadshow changed at all in style?
It hasn't changed that much in style. I think perhaps the presentation has got less frenetic. We don't actually go for the great cheering every time the name of the town is mentioned. I mean, it's in the delivery of the presenter. You can say, here we are at Southport, happily working away, and nobody will make any reaction. But if you say, here we are at Southport, with a pause, the audience now are conditioned and they'll all start cheering. But I think that can get a little wearing for the audience. We tend to try to compromise in that the DJ is making a programme for the listener at home, hopefully reflecting the holiday atmosphere, but at the same time he's entertaining the crowd locally.
You're not only entertaining, say, 6 or 7 million live, but you're also entertaining 15,000 that are in front of you. So you're entertaining, say, crofters in the Outer Hebrides or something, plus a bunch of guys who come down, you know, on their motorbikes to enjoy the roadshow.
Mike Reed echoing the words of Johnny Beeling. And it's not only the crowd who enjoy the roadshow. Chief driver Kevin Creswell, affectionately known as Busby, volunteered...